Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jerry Witt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla bunts towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and has Fleming trapped. There's the throw to Berardino who tags Fleming for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. There goes Gordon. The throw from Moss to Stevens, and Gordon is out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Metkovich steals second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metkovich moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to second. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon moves to third. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-1 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Embry moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Moss moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-2 in the game. Seary strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Embry bunts in front of the plate. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-3 in the game. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Moss moves to third. Early moves to second. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Zarilla reaches second base with a double. Moss scores. Early scores. Dillinger goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-3 to Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Embry strikes out. 2 outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dillinger. Keltner scores. Hegan moves to third. Peck moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Peck scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-3, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Boudreau moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 4 in the game. Seary hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Gromick now pitching. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.